All right, so it's time for another quick chat. We've got Dr. Amanda Roberts from Cairns. She's the director of Stratford Medical Centre. Cairns is a long way from here. It's a lovely, warm, tropical place. Most Australians have been there. Welcome to Sydney.
Thank you.
So is this your first conference with Business for Doctors?
No, it's my second. I was here last year.
All right.
And yeah, enjoyed it, loved it, came home inspired and...
That's the idea of it, isn't it? And that's the idea of Business for Doctors, I think, is inspiring other doctors who are either up and coming or have been practicing for quite a while. Because I've met such a diverse range of people, and you're definitely included in that.
Thank you.
You've won the Cairns Small Business Award, and that's right. For your medical centre, is it?
Yes, that's right.
Wow, and how long ago was that?
So that was the year before last.
Right.
And we're a new medical centre, started up in 2014. We stayed pretty small, but we run a really comprehensive, nice service, and we've struck out on the side doing some parallel social upliftment work, which has been really fun.
Yes, and this is a massive point of difference for you, and it is the WOW factor. It quite literally is the acronym there, isn't it? What's the acronym again?
So we run Wheels of Wellness,
yep,
which is a mobile homeless clinic, out of Stratford Medical Centre, but it's run as a parallel project. And we've got a car that goes out and does mobile clinics. We can do a park, we can do a venue, halfway house, anywhere really. And we run those separately but under the same umbrella. And
you've been running that under the same umbrella since the beginning as well. You didn't start up your practice and get that all working. You actually included this in the development.
Yeah, so it was always planned as phase two. We set up Stratford, and within the same year, probably about 6 months later, started doing outreach work, completely unfunded. We really were passionate about women's health and homelessness, as well as domestic violence.
Yeah.
And so we worked in conjunction with a local service that provides service to women that find themselves at risk.
Okay.
And we went there and we provided a service at their venue, giving the woman medical care. And it was great. Definitely needs to be a funded service, though. Medicare doesn't quite cut it in that department.
Absolutely. And so the organisation that you partnered with, are they still working with you now at your centre, or you're still using their space?
So what happened is that we actually expanded so fast that we started encroaching on their space. And so we were going to their venue and using their location.
Yeah.
So we then moved to being a mobile service. So we set up a mobile medical service, completely self-sufficient, and we're able to run that anyway. So we weren't dependent on a local service. And we found that by expanding that out of just the women's health service provider has given us a lot of insight. So in the homeless sector, we thought there were really going to be a lot of women and domestic violence. And there is, but we found that there's a massive, sector that was completely unseen, was that the middle-aged men are actually really underserved. So we've since then moved off from women's care only, and we do general homeless services. And our mix is really between Indigenous, non-Indigenous, men, women, adolescents to adults.
Yeah, right.
And it's been really good.
And your doctors that are working at Stratford Medical Centre, they're all fully a part of this.
Yeah. So we're really fortunate. We have the most amazing doctors. So even if they're just working inside Stratford Medical Centre as a normal GP, they embrace the work that we're doing. They see these patients mixed amongst any normal patients should they need anything during work hours.
Wow.
And they've all been really supportive of the project. Some of our doctors have actually chosen to do outreach work specifically, and they either do it only as their work or they do it in conjunction with their in-house work. And they come out on the clinics and we run evening clinics, or we've just got funding actually to run them in the day as well.
Oh, wow.
So we've been really fortunate, and it allows us to embrace doctors who are interested in primary healthcare or disadvantaged groups, but aren't interested in working for an NGO or in the hospital sector, because that poses its own issues. So we still provide a private practice model of work, but with the client group that they prefer to work with.
Well, are you getting any government support apart from the grant, of course, or community support? Or?
We've had a lot of community support in kind, and so that will be volunteers that come and help us.
Oh, yeah.
We've been able to get youngsters who are interested in medicine as a career. We've had a lot of med students that have chosen to come out with us, and they get fantastic clinical exposure to a group that they probably wouldn't necessarily deal with as part of their training. They get good clinical skills, and they get a good insight as to what medicine means by doing it out there where it's really needed. Mm. We've had a lot of support work through nursing services that are provided through Mission Australia. We work with some other places, so Anglicare and Mission Australia are big in Cairns,
mm-hmm.
and we work either at their homeless shelters or on the streets or just out at a location in conjunction with staff they provide. So Mission Australia has got funding to provide nurses, and we back up with a lot of work with them. We team up with community services from, for example, sexual health. They might come along and join us and do a syphilis screening program.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a lot of services that we try and bring together someone who's already doing something. So it's not a lot of work for us to provide sexual health screening, but we just provide the logistics and they piggyback on when we go out.
Which is something Visit for Doctors do as well, that they're all about bringing people together and sharing knowledge and sharing skills. So your involvement with Visit for Doctors, it sounds like you're probably helping a lot of people. Have you received a lot of help from Business for Doctors or?
I have, yes. I think last year when I came to this conference, I found a lot of inspiration amongst the people that I met. I found a good number of tips that I came home and implemented and found great use of my time by outsourcing. And I guess it gave me the confidence as well to promote what I'm doing and say, well, you know, I'm not special. I'm no different to anyone else out there. But, you know, this is how, and I'd love to be a role model to other just normal GPs to say, if you run a practice, we can parallel a bit of work in the environment. It's not hard. It helps to grow your own business, provide a service, and get funding for that. And it's good to feel supported that there's other people out there doing. We've got the most amazing outcomes, and I think that's what powers us on.
That's what I was going to ask you, actually. Have you seen some good results?
Incredible. So we've got, we presented recently in conjunction with Mission Australia around, ongoing wounds. So we had a patient who had a partial amputation of some of her foot, who'd been having maggots in the wound and unhealed wound for more than 2 years.
Wow.
So through this program, she's now, it has taken a year.
Mm.
She's now engaged with services, got her diabetes under control, got her wound healed. We managed to source some funding to get a prosthesis, and she's stopped now presenting at hospital regularly. So I guess that's the main thing.
Yeah.
Suicidality, we've been really fortunate in having some great team around us provide the services through existing funding structures.
Yeah.
And getting those patients engaged with services, a lot of patients on Hep C treatment, various skin diseases, just all sorts of things you wouldn't think of. You know, early cellulitis, being able to give the patients, well, firstly recognize it, get them treatment in the street so they don't end up in ED at 2 a.m. and then on antibiotics with a 3-day hospital admission, which saves the government a lot of money.
And it helps
with ramping, it helps with ED. And I think that that's really something that drives us as well as being ex-emergency medicine department staff. I think most doctors can appreciate we want to get rid of presenting, you know, at times when it's not really appropriate. So finding them early and getting them treated has been great, not only for the patient but for services. And I think that's really been a strong factor in getting us funded, is because it makes sense financially.
Well, let's talk about financial, because I do understand that some doctors actually, bless them, feel guilty charging patients, you know.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it is a business, and without business operating properly, you're not going to operate at all.
Yeah. So I think, the philosophy behind it is really around benevolent capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to have money to survive, to make the world go around. It is a really difficult philosophical area for many doctors because there's this idea that if we're charging, you know, it doesn't quite go with the ethics of providing healthcare and helping people. But I feel very strongly that, you know, this is a successful model, and the only reason that this outreach program has grown and we now have a lot of funding and that is growing the momentum around homeless healthcare is because I operate it as a business.
Yeah.
So Stratford Medical Center is a successful business in its own right. A lot of money has been absorbed through having really sound principles, policies, pathology tracking, you know, sound business structures, but also sound and safe medical provision for the doctors, so that they work in an environment where they can actually do the medicine without having to worry about, you know, processes being unsafe. But that takes money. And so, you know, if you run the business to say, well, I'm putting these structures in place to make sure that the people that work there feel safe and supported, A, it helps with recruitment, which helps with the ongoing process. B, we're able to have money to now say, well, okay, what are we going to do now? It now grows itself, and the resources that are used inside the greater scheme are able to be used in many different applications. So now we can extend our service because the resources have been paid for. So it's really not hard to extend that. It enables us to recruit better. And I guess the biggest thing is that we now have the ability to attract services that provide something similar.
Right, yes.
And so the knock-on effect is remarkable. But yes, we have to operate this as a business. Mm-hmm. And so there has been a lot of unpaid work in the past, but I've now realized that if I don't appropriately allocate someone to do a job and pay them, that the sustainability is impacted. So I'm not really doing anyone any favors if I don't make this project completely and totally well funded, because by next year everyone's worn out. We've got compassion fatigue, you know, the volunteers have stopped. So in that first year we did rely on a lot of volunteers, but if you're actually not paying people,
yes,
then the next year, you know, they've run out of that capacity to keep going. So, yeah, it's really important to earn money. It's important to earn money for the sustainability.
Yeah.
So, and I guess I'd like to share with other doctors that it's not hard. Once the model is there, it's really not hard to embrace extending your service into a social initiative that, you know, allows community gain as well as growing the business. And I guess if you look at it from a pure profitability point of view, the value of my business is growing as a result of this.
Certainly.
So even though I'm not getting funding to necessarily take home in my pocket through this project, the value of my business is growing. So indirectly there are benefits, you know, in all areas.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic for the branding of Stratford Medical Center. Dr. Amanda Roberts, thank you so much for your time, and I hope you are able to inspire lots of doctors out there.
Thank you.